You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I am Jeff Garcia, and this is Locked On Spurs. Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. And before we begin, Happy New Year. It's New Year's Eve. 2018 is about to wrap up, and we're going to be seeing 2019 in less than 24 hours. So Happy New Year to you, to your family, and thank you for being a listener right here at Locked On Spurs and an avid reader of the Spurs Zone. You can find that news for San Antonio on Fox29SanAntonio.com. But what we're going to do today is look at tonight's game, Spurs versus Celtics. How do these two teams match up? These two teams only play each other twice each year, so it's the lone visit by the Boston Celtics tonight in San Antonio, which is an early game, by the way, 6 o'clock tonight. So just in time for you to catch a game and go celebrate with your loved ones on New Year's Eve. And we're going to end the show with some Spurs New Year's resolutions. What should the Spurs resolve to do in the new year? So we're going to do that and much more with Gerald Tracy, my colleague at NewsForSanAntonio.com. Gerald, welcome back to Locked On Spurs and Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you. Hopefully you've had a good holiday. I know you've been traveling a lot. Glad to have you back here.
Yeah, it's always good to go back home. For those of y'all who know me, I commute from New York City and San Antonio, but I was born and raised in San Antonio, so it's always good to be home for the holidays. Gerald, let's get to the matter at hand. Spurs and Celtics are going to hook up later on tonight, or this evening. It's an early game. They only play each other twice this year, so you know, there's not too much you really can talk about since, you know, they don't really play each other. But when I look at tonight's game, I'm kind of looking at Kyrie Irving. How the Spurs going to slow him down? Now, Derek White, he's been really good of late on the defensive end, but he might have his hands full tonight versus Kyrie. Gerald, am I wrong, or is there maybe another matchup that maybe fans should be looking at for tonight?
No, I definitely think this is one of those. It's almost too obvious to where some people are going to overthink it, try to say Al Horford or maybe Marcus Smart's the matchup you want to watch at, or Gordon Hayward. But, I mean, the one you're going to look at all the time, if Kyrie Irving is playing an NBA game, the guy across from him is going to be – I mean, there's very few guys like that, though. I mean, you look in the NBA and you got LeBron James is one of those, you know. Chris Paul or James Harden, if you're looking at Houston, Russell Westbrook. I mean, that's just the case of the matter. I mean, Kyrie Irving is up there with the upper echelon of players in the NBA. And if he's having a good night, it's going to be a very tough night for the Spurs. So it's definitely the matchup we're going to be needing to look at.
Yeah, I remember when he was a Cavalier and he lit up the the AT&T Center for, 50-plus points? I was there at that game. I hope he doesn't have another repeat performance tonight, this time as a Celtic. But, you know, when I look at Boston, you know, I look at a team that maybe isn't the team that many thought they would be heading into this season. Look, last season, Gerald, they looked great. I mean, the Eastern Conference Finals, I was privileged enough to go to one of the Eastern Conference Finals game in Boston. This team is young. Jason Tatum, you mentioned Marcus Smart. You know, they got Terry Rozier. They got a lot of youth and athleticism. Is that going to be an issue tonight for San Antonio?
I mean, I think so. You've got that youth. You're going to be able to do a lot, especially with guys like LaMarcus Aldridge being some of the last defenders that are going to see some of those guys. LaMarcus Aldridge has played. LaMarcus has played well in the past few weeks, and I mean, he even got a shout out from NBA.com.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. That was my dog over
Your
here.
Your dog is making a cameo on here on Locked On Spurs.
I'm going to strangle her. Don't call me PETA. It's going to be an interesting game. She is just going at it.
That's all right. Maybe she wants to give her take on Boston and San Antonio.
Maybe. But it's going to be exciting. I like to see these kind of teams. And Boston, like you said, hasn't lived up to expectations maybe. But you got to remember, the East is a very top-heavy league conference right now. I mean, Milwaukee, Toronto, Indiana, Philadelphia, the teams ahead of them, they're very good teams. But it's also not like Boston's that far out. They're only 4.5 games out of first, a game away from fourth, and two games away from third.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're struggling completely. Like, it's not the end of the world.
Right.
It's not the conversation we were having about the Spurs a month ago.
Well, you know, when I look at this Spurs team, I see a team that's coming into tonight's matchup almost, dare I say, red hot. I mean, maybe you might excuse a loss to Denver simply because they just couldn't make free throws. But if outside of that one game, you know, they trounced the Clippers in the last game, they're beating, you know, in the last few games, including that six-game homestand, they were blowing out teams, holding teams to under 100 points. They had a couple signature wins. You know, we mentioned the Clippers game. You know, they just decimated them. They beat a Denver team in San Antonio. So they're kind of rising to the occasion. But Boston, as we talked about, has athleticism, has the youth. They got size. They got Horford. They got a premier point guard. Gerald, they've been dominant at home. Home is going to have to really step up tonight. And, you know, they really have to, you know, use that home crowd and not maybe get sucked into some New Year's Eve pre-partying, Gerald.
No, yeah. I mean, it's definitely something that's going to have to be. And, I mean, just I want to talk about, this isn't just about the Spurs, just home court advantage and what it's done in the NBA this year. The teams that are winning at home are the teams that are typically ahead in every one of their conferences. You look at Oklahoma City 12-4, Golden State 15-5, Denver 14-3. These teams that have five or less losses typically on the top. And I mean, over in the East too, Philly 16-3, Boston's 11-5 at home. I mean, 16-3 for the Bucks. This home court advantage, it's one of those things where it's talked about a lot in all sports. Everybody wants to have that home field advantage. Everybody thinks that their court or their stadium is the loudest and the best. And then some teams just blow it off and be like, oh, it doesn't matter. I'm going to play a game wherever I'm at. We're going to try to win. And, yeah, of course, you're going to play wherever you're at. But when you have that home crowd there for you, making it hard for other teams to communicate with each other or even just, you know, focus. That's a character strike. It's exciting. It's a good way for the Spurs to – it's good for the Spurs, too, because, you know, these Spurs fans, you know they can get loud.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe this could be a warm-up for the big game later on this week. We know what we're talking about, Toronto and San Antonio. So Spurs fans definitely got to show up tonight and cheer on the Spurs. I will be there tonight versus Boston. I'll be covering that game. I might be the only one in press row, Gerald, because everybody's probably going to be, what are you doing, Jeff? It's New Year's Eve. You're going to go and cover a game. But, this game, you know, I'm interested in seeing how LaMarcus Aldridge does. Like, he's coming off a fantastic performance versus the Clippers, 38 points to lead the Spurs in the route over LAC. But he has Al Horford tonight. Aaron Baines, the former Spur, will not play tonight. He's on the IR. And Rudy Gay is questionable tonight with an injury for his own. Gerald, how big is that if Rudy Gay does not go?
Man, it's giant. Rudy Gay is another one of those guys who's probably not getting enough talked about right now. In his last six games before the Denver Nuggets loss, he was averaging 13.3 points a game, 6.5 rebounds, 3.3. He was on a streak of double-digit scoring games of 10 before Wednesday's six-point effort. So that was this past Wednesday. I mean, he's been consistent, putting between 12 to 21 points in other games. He's grabbing six or more boards and five or six. He was grabbing six or more boards in five of six games. He also shot better than 50% from the field in four games. This is a guy. This is what I was talking about about 3 weeks ago, my first time on Locked On Spurs. Whenever I was saying, you know, you want LaMarcus Aldridge and DeRozan to do well, but you got to find those guys to step up.
Yeah,
it's been Brent Forbes, and people want to jump on the Brent Forbes and the Jacob and the Pirtle train. Don't forget Rudy Gay. Rudy Gay's here. He may have tore his ACL a few years ago, but he's playing just fine. He's playing some of the best basketball of his career. And that's not saying that he's bad, but like he's playing well, and that's a big part of this. So if he's missing, that's going to be a big strike to the Spurs.
Yeah, you know, Pau Gasol is back. He is available. He hasn't played a minute since his return to the court. But how would you approach this? You know, yeah, the Spurs have Boston tonight, and I get that. But eventually he's going to have to get some minutes, whether it be tonight or down the road. How do you manage Pau Gasol, knowing that Pirtle is playing so well of late?
You don't put Pau in right now in any clutch situation, in my opinion. He's a great NBA player. He's a Hall of Fame candidate for sure. He's going to be one of the best players to ever play the game. Problem is, you put him in right now, you don't have him game tested. it's been a long time since he's played in a game competitively. Mm-hmm. We have no idea what he's going to look like. And unfortunately for the Spurs, they don't have one of those mop-up games where you can just throw him out there for a little while. I mean, their next few is Boston, mm-hmm. Toronto, Memphis, Detroit, Memphis, OKC twice, Charlotte, Dallas.
Yeah.
I mean, it just keeps going. It's going to be a little bit before you have one of those games where it's like, let's throw this all in for fun and see what he can do. It's going to have to be battle-tested. And, I mean, if I'm the Spurs tonight, don't start him. But see if you can get him some first quarter
yeah.
action. See how he does from there. Again, but it depends also what the Celtics are doing. If the Celtics are up 3 points and it's a tight game and you don't know what Gasol can do, you,
mm-hmm.
you may not want to put him in there. You may not want to chance it. But then again, right now, behind Al Horford, the Celtics are pretty thin at center. So
yeah.
you put Paul Gasol in whenever the backup centers are in, it could give him some good practice.
Yeah, exactly. Look, the Spurs and Boston – you know, they're historically, they're almost mirror images of each other. Maybe not the title department. Boston has that leg up on San Antonio. But these are two franchises that really respect each other. And I start with Popovich and Brad Stevens. That's a major bromance right there. Seriously, if I think Brad Stevens was a clone, has been the clone of Popovich when he was young, Pop coaching, you know, before he made his way to the NBA. Brad Stevens is, in my opinion, one of the best coaches in the league right now. So that's going to be interesting to see, you know, that chess match between the old veteran Pop and the up-and-comer or the present Brad Stevens, see how they move the chess pieces tonight in San Antonio. All right, so we're going to take our first break, and we get back, we're going to talk about Spurs New Year's resolutions. So we'll be right back. All right, we are back, and I'm joined by Gerald Tracy, newsforsanantonio.com. Make sure to follow him on Twitter. I think it's at G Tracy, right? Is that it, or SA?
At G Tracy SA.
There you go. Follow him on Twitter, at G Tracy SA. Gerald, first of all, you know, it's New Year's Eve. San Antonio will be partying. The world will be partying tonight. But perhaps you need to take a look forward at 2019, which is, again, less than 24 hours from now. And the Spurs need to turn some new leaves. They've been playing well of late. There's no doubt about that. But what are some things the Spurs need to resolve to do? What are the Spurs' New Year's resolutions, according to Gerald Tracy? Go.
I've got three of them, okay?
Okay.
This first one, you can really put with any team, but in my opinion, the Spurs need it the most. Win away from home.
Yeah, I agree.
Standing at 6-12 right now isn't preferable, but it's not the end of the world Spurs fan. I'm going to tell you why. Because right now in the Western Conference, as of recording of this podcast, before the end of the Oklahoma City-Dallas game, before any of games tonight, there are only three teams with above 500 records in the Western Conference on the road.
Mm-hmm.
That is Golden State, Denver, and Oklahoma City. The Clippers are 9-10. The Rockets are 8-10. Lakers are 8-10. I mean, Sacramento Kings are at 500 with 9-9, but that's what's going to be the difference. Because this road, like we said, I said it already in this podcast, being on the road is going to be as hard as ever this year. The NBA in the past 5-10 years has gotten so much popularity.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of these stadiums are starting to be packed. So you're going to have to find a way to win at home. I don't think it's going to be impossible, but a realistic amount of wins for the Spurs, in my opinion, if you're trying to get a realistic amount
mm-hmm.
of road wins, 17-23 on the year. That'll
okay.
put you right around 500 or right above 500.
Mm-hmm.
That'll also, I mean, that's another 11 wins at least added to you.
Yeah.
That gives you the 31 wins on the season before you even start talking about the home wins. So that's why I do have away wins at the top right there, because they're taking business at home. There's
mm-hmm.
no secret.
Yeah,
they found a way. They're 14-5 at home. That's one of the best at home records in the NBA.
Yeah, so, I gotta agree with you. You know, their road record is atrocious, and they play horrible. Now, look, they picked up a good road win versus the Clippers, but then they're coming off two bad road losses against Denver, free throws, and of course Houston, refs. sorry, excuse me. But the Spurs, I agree with you. They need to shore up that road record. It needs to get better, and they'll definitely be tested once the rodeo road trip is here, and it's almost here. February is inching closer, you know, so we'll see how the Spurs fare. Now, okay, I'm going to give you my first New Year's resolution for the Silver and Black. That is resolved to get Lonnie Walker some NBA playing time. I get it. Maybe he's not ready in the coaching staff as I. They want to stash him in the G League in Austin. Fine, I get that. They want to take the path of Brent Forbes, Danny Green, Derek White, and they turn out to be great players in the NBA. I get it. But let this kid try his hand. Let him understand the difference between college, G League, Summer League, and the NBA. There's only one way he's going to get better, and that's going against the best of the best. So he made an appearance in a recent recall to San Antonio, but he didn't play at all. Yeah, he's young. Yeah, I get it. Maybe he's inexperienced, but how do you expect him to get that experience, San Antonio, if he's just in the G League? I'm not saying give him rotation minutes. I'm not saying put him as a sixth man. If it's garbage time, throw him out there, even if it's for 5 minutes. If it's a game where it's the middle of the second quarter and the Spurs are up by 10, let him taste what it is like, even if it's for a couple plays. Let the kid try his hand at playing against the best. Gerald?
Yeah, I mean, I've actually got to agree with that one, man. It's just like we were talking about Paul Gasol a minute ago. You got to find time for these guys to come in and test out the injuries and if they're going to be good or not, if they can play at the competition. Difference is Lonnie Walker could be the future.
Yeah.
Paul Gasol, he's the now. He's here. But he's not going to be here in 5 years. You know, and if they think Lonnie Walker is that guy who can be here in 5 years, you got to find some time to play with him, especially in a year where you don't know if you're going to be able to make the playoffs or not.
Yeah, exactly. So I hope the Spurs resolve to let Lonnie Walker play. Okay, so he said you had three. What's your second on your list?
Second is, it might be a little bit hot takey. I might get some trash for it. I think they need to make a trade.
Interesting.
I don't have a guy in mind as of right now. This was after me driving for the 15, 20 minutes when you told me some things. But hear me out on this one. We've seen that they can make the offensive production. It's there. And we've seen the defense play a lot better. However, whenever they lose, it's still pretty bad. The defense isn't all there. I think they need to find a guard guy who can be out there playing defense against those top players, against James Harden's, against Steph Curry's. I don't know who they're going to be able to trade away, of course. I mean, that's where it gets into it. I mean, I would love to look more into this and maybe even write an article on it sometime this week. But that is something that I think needs to be at least looked into. The Spurs aren't typically the type of team that's going to do that. But I think if you're serious about this and you're not going to tank and you're going to try to make the playoffs and make a run, you got to find a defender, because you see these teams in the top, and who do they have? They have defenders. So.
Yeah. Look, the Spurs, at least in recent history, you know, they don't make big splashes come NBA trade deadline. They really don't. They usually wait for the waiver wire, see who's available, see who's out there, what team discarded X amount of players, and what can they scrap up from there. So if they make a big move, that'll have to be it. The perimeter defender, you know, Derek White, he's doing, I think, yeoman's work right now. Brent Forbes, you know, give him a pat on the back. He's really trying, Gerald. He's really trying, but he gets burned a lot. So, that is definitely an area that they need to look at. And if there's a player available via trade, like Gerald said, or even on the waiver wire, I think the Spurs should go for it. Okay, so let me give you my final Spurs resolution for 2019. Here we go. Do not tank. No tank. Resolve to just get in that playoffs and shock the world and advance as far as they can go. When a lot of players and I mean a lot of people, a lot of sports critic and talking heads think this team is done, show them that the Spurs are still the Spurs, that they're Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th. They're going to rise from that grave with a hand through the grave and then just be that team that no upper crust team in the West wants to face in that opening round. So I hope the Spurs resolve to get the best seed available. If it's 7th, 6th, go for it. If it's 5th or higher, fine. But try to make the playoffs. Regardless, they'll get a good, solid pick. They do well in the NBA draft. Look at recent history. Murray, Derek White. The Spurs can do it. So resolve for no tanking. Get that seed and shock the world. Gerald?
All right, mine's going to be a little more basic. And when I say basic, I mean the same kind of thing you're going to see on your Facebook post about everybody from high school or college. And they want to work out and they want to go to the gym. And so when I say my third one, I'm going to get a little bit of whiplash probably. Stay healthy. And every NBA team's going to say that. Nobody wants to lose a player. But teams have a little more depth behind them. you lose one of your star players again.
Oh my goodness!
Or
yeah,
the Spurs. I mean, they're a far cry. I mean, it's not a far cry from being the 8th seed to being 13th in the West again. You lose one of your guys, you're struggling. You need to stay healthy. And that, I mean, I don't know what they need to do. They need to drink some MJ's magic juice, more stretches, eat bananas at halftime, spaghetti before the game, whatever they need to do. Stay healthy, because that has been something that has derailed plenty a good team, but even more teams that could have been great.
Well, let me say this. If they lose DeMar, LaMarcus, then I erase mine as a tank. He just tank then. Just tank it. We're done. You know, get the best pick available. But yeah, staying healthy has got to be a top priority. They've dealt with it since literally the preseason. DeJounte Murray, Lonnie Walker goes out. Then Derek White gets out. Now Rudy Gay is hurt. Then Pau Gasol. The list goes on and on and on. So resolve to stay healthy and get themselves a good playoff push once that time comes around. All right. So Jaron and I, we're going to take our final break. We get back. We're going to rotate all the way back to the beginning of the show and give our predictions on tonight's game. All right, we are back, and I am joined by my colleague, Gerald Tracy, at News 4 San Antonio. Gerald, by the way, before we give our predictions, I think I should tell a listener right now, go to the Spurs Zone, News4SanAntonio.com, Fox29SanAntonio.com. The guys and myself, we're turning it out for you. There should not be a day where you don't get something new at the Spurs Zone. Go check it out. A lot of good content there from myself to Jim Lefko, Michael Rehome, Derek Machen. The list goes on and on. The guys are putting out there some good Spurs stuff. It's good stuff there.
Yeah, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I absolutely agree, y'all. And I mean, if you guys don't feel like shifting to a website, News 4 SA or Fox from San Antonio, go to our Facebook and Twitter sites. Go to Jeff's Twitter site. Go to Jim's Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. We're always posting stuff. And, mm-hmm. I mean, you guys can always find it, like, share, mm-hmm. have conversations with your friends in there. Tell us what you think, because sometimes it might be a fun little story idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fans react to certain things.
Yep.
So just – but, I mean, I just wanted to put that in there. Let's go ahead and keep going.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, I, you know, it's my fault. I always forget about the Facebook. Go to Facebook. A lot of the Spurs Zone stuff gets on the Facebook too. So go there. I think it's just Facebook, News 4 Facebook, right? There's no special wording or anything, right? Just Facebook, right?
Yeah, it's just News 4 Facebook. And, of course, you're going to run in the news articles. But we get the Spurs stuff up there. It's typically later in the evening if you guys are looking to cheat the system a little bit. But just because, you know, stuff happens in the day, so we have to get our news up. But just for sure, it's always there.
There you go. So with that, let's talk about tonight's game. Gerald, we previewed it to begin the show. Now we're going to end the show about that, the tonight's game. So Boston, Spurs, first matchup of the season, lone visit to San Antonio. How do you see tonight's game going down?
I'm going to take the Spurs.
Okay.
It's interesting. I'm looking at it right now. The points per game for the two. Can you guess how much separates the two?
I'm going to guess 8.
No, not even an eighth of a point. The Celtics are scoring 111.7 per game. The Spurs are scoring 111.2 per game.
My goodness.
That's according to the NBA. That is an insanely close number right there. I'm taking the Spurs because I think the Celtics are a little bit low on some things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go ahead and take the Celtics. The Spurs. I think the Spurs can do it. They've been playing hot, and that's what sports are all about. If you can feel hot, and they're 9-3 in their last 12, man, they're dangerously close to being 11-1 in their last 12. This is a team who is feeling themselves right now at the unofficial start of the season. I'm taking the Spurs.
I got to agree with you. I think the Spurs pull out tonight's W and 2018 on the right note with the win in the AT&T Center. Gerald talked about it right now. The point differential, not a large margin. So I think it's going to go down to defense. Spurs, their defense has been amped up of late. Y'all know what they did during the 6-game homestand, holding a lot of teams under 100 points. They've been kind of, you know, ramping up their defense of late too. They decimated the Clippers recently in LA. I think defense is going to be the deciding factor. And I think the Spurs have that edge over Boston. So I'm going to give the Spurs a nod tonight and get a W. Another reason to celebrate the new year, Gerald, right?
Absolutely. Another year to celebrate here on the Riverwalk, on west side, east side, north side, whatever side you're on. Celebrate, enjoy the new year. And, there's nothing else you can really tell.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I think the station is going to be out there at Hemisphere Park tonight, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I fortunately was able to coerce Bob to let me off. So I get off at 10:30, but I think we will be having people out there doing the shows until I think like early morning hours.
There you go. So if you're going to go to Hemisphere Park tonight, make sure to go stop by and say hello. But for Gerald Tracy, you can follow him on Twitter at GTracySA. Go at him. He has a lot of hot takes on this show. Let him know what you think. For me, Jeff Garcia, you can follow me on Twitter at JeffGSpursZone. Of course, we talked about the Spurs Zone. Don't forget to go there. And, so with that, Happy New Year. So for Gerald Tracy, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.